Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
All right, Reagan, thank you so much for that lead, and we're going to rock the world today. We've got a tremendous show. Before we get started, I want to thank Melissa and Brittany from Levy Productions, Levy Public Relations, for getting us Jared Ringel. Jared is going to be our first guest. Jared's going to talk to us about the Boca Raton market in specific and the general Florida market. He's got one of Compass's, if not Compass's, biggest team. He is rocking and rolling and doing the residential game. In the second half of the show, we're going to talk with Jeffrey Glusman and his team that is doing sports and entertainment marketing. We're going to talk about the impact of COVID-19 on the sports and entertainment field in general. And then we're going to drill down on tonight's baseball draft and talk about COVID, Major League Baseball, and the rollout of the 2020 season for baseball, if there's going to be one. So stick with us. We've got a great show. Reagan, take it away. Bring us right back. We're going to talk to Jared about all things real estate right after this. Everybody, as you well know, our sponsor is Warren Henry Automotive. I want to give a big shout out to Larry and Warren, and make sure you go to their new store up by FIU North on 151st and Biscayne, because you know when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Go to Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What's the Warren Henry Advantage? It's a combination of great things that they give you when you buy your car. It includes complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and the 72-hour exchange. They'll give you 3 days to make sure that car is right for you. So join me, my mom, and this is the best part, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Right. And I now talk about what I do for a living. And right now, that's residential real estate. I am hard into the residential real estate market with 2 feet. I am working on all kinds of residential mortgages. For the most part, I'm working on them for folks I know in real estate. Hey, guys, you need to pull out some money from your house. You need to refi, looking to buy a house. Now is the time. Rates have never been lower. I can get your deal done. I call the lenders. I get you the best rate, the best terms. Whatever works for you, we'll make it happen. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's always all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed 1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody. We are here and we are broadcasting live, and we are with Jared Ringel. Jared runs one of the Compass teams, probably the biggest Compass team there is here in Florida. He's up in Boca. Jared, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I want to do it again. I want to give a shout out to Melissa and Brittany for getting us together on this, and I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, Melissa and Brittany are great. Levy PR. They do it all for us. They're awesome.
Well, listen, we've given them the props. Now let's give them some product to market. Tell me a little bit about your team and why you're based in Boca, and what are you generally seeing in Boca? Lots of people we have listen up there. Tell us what's going on.
Sure. So we have a team at Compass of 40 people, and we are actually spanned from, we just opened up in Orlando, actually. So we have a 5-person team in Orlando. Then we have about 35 people in South Florida, spanning the three counties, Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade County. We joined Compass as the Atlas team in January. Obviously COVID-19 has put a little bit of a wrench in what we got going on as far as building our team and building our office out. But we have a brand new office being built in Boca Raton, 101 North Federal Highway, 5th floor. Compass is expanding, rapidly, as everybody else isn't. Compass is. All the best talent in the business is going over to Compass. I live in Parkland, which is in Western Broward County. Everything I do is in Boca Raton, East Boca Raton, East Del Rey. So, I'm a suburban guy, I'm a family guy, and we focus on everything from high-end residential to high-end, condo, all the way down to, opening price point stuff. We have something for everybody on our team. The team consists of great people, spanning all ages. We have somebody for everybody is what we say. If you're looking for a home, you're looking to sell a home, we have someone that can help you do it.
Why Compass? Why is Compass expanding now when other brokerages are contracting?
So Compass is the leader in technology. I mean, they are really, they're coming up with things that are just, greater than every other company is doing. And when I say that, they're really focusing on how to help the agents help their clients. And that's really, at the end of the day, the agent works for the client, not vice versa.
Yeah,
So Compass is building platforms, marketing platforms. They're putting, a ton of money into everything they're doing as far as, pictures and everything marketing related. They're doing everything they can to make you a better agent to sell your client's house faster and for the most money you possibly can. And they're expanding and buying up brokerages all over the country. All the top agents from all over the country are joining Compass. When other brokerages are failing, they're thriving.
So let's talk a little bit about the marketplace. At the beginning of the pandemic, obviously there was an influx of people from the Northeast looking for short-term rentals. There's anecdotal evidence that the blue states are bleeding into Florida for a variety of reasons. Is that something you were seeing, or is that really happening?
It's really happening. I mean, look, we've obviously Florida has just overtaken Texas in the most desirable place for people to move. So that's a huge thing. And, look, people are not happy right now in major metropolitan cities for, whatever reasons are going on, with whatever's going on in the world, there's a lot going on. So people are flocking down here. So what was starting out as short-term rentals is now turning into long-term rentals, which is now turned into purchases. And people are saying, look, we don't want to be in the major metropolitan cities anymore. We're not happy. We don't feel safe. There's a lot more going on in South Florida. So it's a nicer way of life. It's a better life. So people are looking, where I saw initially was condo. People are really now focusing on single family residential. People are looking for a home office, which is huge, which started out was kind of the lowest thing under the totem pole before was, okay, we'll take whatever room is possible and make it the home office. Well, now it's, I need a home office, and that's a really main thing. So whether it be a guest house or a guest room or something that's really separated from the house itself where you can kind of go to work, people realize that Zoom's a reality nowadays. Like, you don't have to go into an office anymore. And while the retail and the commercial sectors are gonna kind of be in trouble, the residential is gonna thrive.
That's why I moved into the resident. That's why I absolutely agree. That's why I moved into doing the residential mortgages. I've done $3 billion worth of commercial. I've got six mortgages that I'm working on right now. All are for guys that are developers that want to pull cash out. One guy it's a fix and flip, but the rest of them are all for their homes, either a primary residence or a secondary residence. We're getting them tremendous financing. So to me, it's completely different than it was 2 years ago, but very similar to the way it was 15 years ago. There's a pipeline from people coming from the Northeast. They're cashing out from out there. They're coming down here. They're buying with financing, which is the exact opposite of what was going on just 2 years ago when it was all foreigners buying all cash. Are you seeing that?
I am seeing that. And it's funny you should mention that, because I did a bunch of deals, 2 years ago with our team, from foreigners buying all cash, whether it be Brazil or Venezuela or Russia. People came in with cash and they were buying these beautiful high-end condos in Sunny Isles and Boca Raton. And now it's a different story. Now the rates are low. People couldn't, people want to finance houses nowadays. It's the way to go. So, we're seeing that a lot. Cash is really not something that we're seeing as much as we did. Obviously, in the $10+ million range, where we do a bunch of deals, we are seeing it, because in that range, people don't typically take mortgages anyway. Correct. But otherwise, in the $300,000 to $1 million range, we're seeing it all day. And, my mortgage lender friends are hot right now, and everyone's calling and everybody's excited about it.
Yeah. Now I know you're working on some projects in particular. I wanted to talk to you in general about them.
Sure.
You've got something up on Fifth Avenue. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So we have a beautiful project on Northeast Fifth and Boca, which is really the premier street to live on in Boca Raton. Direct intercoastal property, Brendan Estate Homes. Gentleman's name is Scott Brendan. He's an engineer and worked with Affinity Architects to build basically, I don't want to say the first modern new development construction in Boca Raton, but it really is a different look. It's really bringing the Hollywood Hills to Northeast Fifth Avenue in Boca Raton, which is really what people want. Everybody wants modern nowadays. Nobody's looking for Mediterranean anymore, or if they are, it's a very slim amount of people. So it's about 8,000 square feet under air, direct intercoastal. It's a third. There's three lots. They just completing the first one. Stephen G is going in this week to do his interior design.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere, and because he's the best. Because he's the best, and he really is doing a great job. And the house is listed at $14.5 million, which once you see it, it makes total sense. For where it is and the location, direct intercoastal, no fixed bridges, straight shot out to the ocean. It's been listed for about 3 weeks now. We're seeing a ton of traffic. We've probably had, 8 or 10 showings already, and three of them are seriously interested. Palm Beach is hot right now, Palm Beach County specifically. So we're excited. So they're going to start breaking ground on the next two lots shortly. So there's going to be three brand new spec homes, Brennan Estate Homes. You can check it out, 140NE5th.com, BrennanEstateHomes.com, and obviously check it out on Zillow, the MLS, Jared Ringel and Chris Franciosa from the Atlas team of Compass. And, it's awesome. We'd love to show it with everybody. And obviously you, Jim, it was great to come by and take a ride. We want to show it to you.
What's the profile of, what's the profile of the buyer that's looking at that house? You said you had a bunch of showings. What are the profiles?
So the profile of that house, so there's two different profiles. There's the Northeast, well, everybody's a Northeasterner. Let's put it that way. I'd say 90% a Northeasterner. And that's somebody, look, for $14.5 million, yes, you get a beautiful apartment in New York City. You get a very nice home in the Hamptons. But in South Florida, you get the best. And for $14.5 million, you can honestly say that I have the nicest home in the Boca Raton area for $14.5 million. So the profile is 100% the Northeasterner. It's the guy who's 35 to 50 years old. May have a family. A lot of the people we're seeing do have a family, do have little kids, because there's three of the best private schools in the state of Florida that are within a 3 mile radius of the house. You have a room for an 80-foot boat. You have walking distance to amazing restaurants. So, people are seeing like, look, I'm living in New York City right now and I'm trapped, but I could be here in perfection. And that's, so the demographic is, like I said, under 50 years old, with a family coming to kind of escape the metropolitan area, even escape the Hamptons at this point, because people are seeing like, look, if I'm going to drive, 2 hours from New York City, I might as well just hop on a jet and fly down to my Florida home and be a lot happier. It's beautiful there. So, and that's really the demographic we're seeing.
Well, listen, I want to take a quick break. I've got to sell a couple of cars. Then I want to come back and talk to you about what the changing attitude is towards amenities. We talked about the changing attitude towards people wanting to live in a single family home. We're going to talk about the impact of their search on the amenities that those homes need to have right after this. And again, I want to thank Melissa and Brittany from Levy Public Relations for bringing Jared onto the show today. Reagan, take it away. Let's sell some cars. Let's come right back. Somebody who should be talking about getting a home up there in Boca from Jared. That's my new friend. That's my friend Larry's in. Young kid, you know, under 50, probably under 40, actually. Larry's a star. So Larry and Courtney, remember, if you're going to move to Boca, we got to talk to Jared up here. Now, everybody that's looking for a car or lease a car, buy a car, you got to check out Warren Henry. They've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville. Down in Key West, they've got them all. Their new store up on 151st and Biscayne in front of FIU is tremendous. Been there already many times. What do they all have in common? Well, they all are tremendous cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. The Warren Henry Advantage allows you to have complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, the best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 full days to be certain you'll love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Everybody, remember, if you're needing a mortgage, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're talking to Jared about homes. I can help you with your home loan, ground up construction. Done. I can get your private loan to finish, commercial, doing all kinds of commercial stuff with bridge loans, helping people bridge from the last economy to the next economy. Foreign national, not a problem. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's always all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We have a great show going on here today. We're talking with Jared Ringel. He's got one of the biggest teams at Compass. He's based up in Parkland in Boca, up in the family universe. We're going to talk about everything home-wise. In this segment, we'll talk about things people are looking for. And then coming up after the half hour, we've got Jeff Glusman and Austin Murphy. They're private wealth advisors and practice director for Level 4 Sports and Entertainment. We're going to talk about the impact that COVID-19's had on the entertainment and sports industry. And we're going to talk about tonight's baseball draft because Austin's got a particular focus on baseball. And by the way, Austin and Jeff, if you've got something you want to say here about the market we're talking about with Jared, just jump on in because I know all your guys buy these fancy homes from guys like Jared. So, Jared, let's talk about what's changed in the last couple of months and what are people looking for. We already talked about the fact that an extra bedroom that's prominent and well-located in the home is now important because that becomes the home office. What are some of the other things that you're finding from an amenity standpoint? Communities, freestanding, gates, no gates, all that stuff.
Sure. So, look, what used to be gated communities, obviously, there's where I live and where we work, there's a ton of gated communities. But outside of that, people want yard space. That's a huge thing. As much outdoor space as you could possibly find, because, you know, where it used to be the clubhouse and the amenities and the tennis courts, well, we just saw with COVID-19 that all closed down. We couldn't attend any of those things. So people want as much outdoor space as they possibly can. So you want a backyard, you want a pool. It used to be, well, I don't need a pool because I'm in a gated community with a clubhouse. Well, now everybody wants a pool. So there's people that are saying, look, I'd rather forego living in the gated community for more space, more yard, more property with a pool, possibly a tennis court. People, you know, again, we see that, you know, this closed down immediately and nobody was able to utilize this stuff.
So it's absolutely changed 180 degrees from 2 years ago. 2 years ago, you had the all-cash buyer from Latin America or Europe or Russia. The local U.S.-based buyer was priced out. They couldn't get financed. And now financing is as low as it's ever been. It's like a recovery thing. The U.S. buyers are all looking to move in the pipeline from the Northeast to Miami again, which is where I came from. I came from Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, for crying out loud.
You and John Travolta.
Huh?
You and John Travolta.
Yeah, well, I have that photo. Believe me, I'm from the 70s. Everybody's got one of those. And what is it that differentiates your team? I want to go back to that for a minute because on my commercials, we always talk about it's all about you. And I found that the most important differentiator today is somebody's ability to mesh with somebody because everybody's qualified. You're competing with five other people that are qualified. Jared, why are people picking you?
So people pick me specifically because I'm a nice guy and I know what I'm talking about and I work hard for my clients, but more so our team. People pick our team because, like I said, we have something for everybody on our team. So whoever you are, we have somebody that's going to work with you on our team. So wherever you're from, whether you speak French, Spanish, Russian, Hebrew, you know, and on top of that, we're hardworking. We're on top of it. There's never a situation where you're not going to get somebody on our team on the phone. All right. We're always there for you. We know everything about real estate. We know everything about every area of real estate. Like I said, we just expanded up to Orlando with five agents up there. We've done everything from celebrities. I had Shaquille O'Neal's listing in Isleworth. We've done, you know, hockey players, entertainers. We sold a house to Lil Pump in Miami last year, who's a rapper. You know, we have something for everybody, you know, and we don't just deal with high end. Like I said, we deal with every end. So whether it's a $90,000 retirement condo or a $10 million home or a $30 million home, you know, we can work with you and we work you through the process. We have a great relationship with lenders and title people. We know how to navigate a deal. We know how to navigate a messy deal. So we really on top of our game.
You know, I think that the most important thing you said was that it's the first thing you said is that you're a nice guy. Well, you know, you're laughing, but it's not 1984 anymore. It's not the bonfire of the vanities days anymore. It really is. People have a choice and they're going to choose somebody. They're going to choose to work with somebody that they enjoy and they like. Now you can go overboard. I sometimes go overboard. I have this radio show. I try to not do the radio show when I'm talking to somebody. But the reality is that people want to have fun. They want to enjoy life. And it's the same reason they're moving out of New York right now. They're looking for a complete change of lifestyle. And I think they're looking for a different business approach. We're going to talk, you know, to Jeff and Scott in just a couple minutes. And I'm sure they're going to also talk about the fact that it's now the personal relationship. We all know how competitive the sports agency and entertainment agency business is in. You, Jared, work with people just like their clients. So
sure.
I'll ask you this. What is it that you find is the most important thing to the athlete or entertainment client? What is the most important factor for you when you deal with them?
Well, they want to trust you. And obviously, you know, Jeff knows that. It's all about trust and building relationships. But more so, you know, or not more so, but aside from that, it's privacy. Yeah, they don't want anyone really, you know, knowing who they are, what they're doing. They don't want it leaked to the press. You know, for us, it's been a big thing with press because, you know, these guys buy houses and, you know, they don't want people showing up at their front door. So privacy is a huge, huge thing. But also, like I said, they want to trust you. They want to know that they're working with a friend and not just the guy who's there to meet a famous athlete and make a couple of bucks. So, you know, if you could build a relationship with these guys and have them call you again, it's the greatest thing. So it's really just, you know, acting as if you're just a friend and you're a regular guy and you're not really starstruck and you know, you want to help and you want to do right by them in a business way. And hopefully, like I said, you know, them or their agent will refer you to the next guy. We've seen that. We've seen that success. And, you know, we have great relationships in New York and L.A. So, you know, we're a trusted source when it comes to real estate.
Yeah, I think that the most important thing you said there was trust. Trust. It's very hard to work. It's very hard to earn that kind of thing. It's got to start somewhere. When you first meet a client, what is something that you might consider doing to build trust with that client?
You got to be yourself, Jim. That's really it. It's just, you got to just be yourself. And look, there's always, in every business, there's going to be clients that you don't mesh with. There's going to be. I mean, it happens and you know, it's just part of business. But as long as you're yourself and you're true to who you are and you don't change for anybody, you know, they're going to like you for who you are. And if they don't like you, then like I said, maybe there's somebody else that they'd rather work with. And if it's not on our team, it's going to be on another team. But you know, the transaction, the real estate transaction, like, you know, from the mortgage to the title to the real estate salesperson to the buyer and the seller, it's not always going to be perfect. So, you know, if you're working with people that get along and everybody likes each other and you respect each other, that's really the most important thing.
You know, I think you said something there that's real important, and that's being flexible. I think you need to be flexible because we're in an environment that's always changing. We talked about it earlier about how everything's 180 degrees from where it was just 12 months ago. I would even say just 6 months ago. And I think it's very interesting. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on with Jeff and with Scott was because I knew you both traded in the same general space, and it would be good for you to just meet each other. That's what the show is really all about, is combining people to build relationships for the long term and to meet people. I've known Jeff for, Jeff, 30 years. 30 years. You believe that? You're a puppy, man. Yeah, you had all that curly hair. You had the curly hair, too. So that's right. And wait a minute, Scott, because I'm going to nail you later. I got one coming for you, Scott. You can't even see it coming. I come out like a left field. Left field. It's going to come right at you. But, Jared, listen, we're kind of getting to the wrap-up. I want to kind of go back to the beginning.
Sure.
I want to talk about what you're seeing and the change in the marketplace. I don't really want to talk about entertainers or sports people. I want to talk about regular people. We're all in one together. We're all in our individual boats. What is it that you and your team bring to the table for somebody that's looking to move to Boca, either a new house or maybe Parkland or Palm Beach County? What can you do to help them know that their home that you're going to bring them to is the home for them?
Sure. Like I said, it's knowledge, it's experience. You know, the team's been in the business anywhere from, you know, 3 years to 20 years. So we have a really experienced team. Like I said, if there's somebody on the team that you're working with that doesn't happen to know the specific, you know, area, and like I said, it's down to something so fine as community. So, you know, we're not even talking about cities or you know, counties. We're talking about communities. So we're really in it for everything. We know every community. We're there to help. Like I said, you know, we do everything. So we can guide you in the finance direction. We can guide you in the insurance direction. We can guide you everywhere. So we're here for you. We're here to take you from start to finish. We're not going to leave you at the end. And, you know, and we're happy to do it. We're going to do it. You know, we're going to work hard. We're going to work smart. And we're going to get you the best bang for your buck.
Well, that's tremendous. First of all, I want to thank Melissa and Brittany from Levy Public Relations for putting this together. She must have picked you out because she knew we'd get along. I want to raise my hand and earn my chance to be on your team for financing. We'll talk about that afterwards. And, you know, if you like, we'll all be on the email later with Jeff and Scott. If you guys want to connect and talk about doing business, it's really all about networking, and everybody I can attest to is a good person on the show. So we're going to be right back. I want to thank Jared Ringel for coming on with Compass, the big Compass team that covers Florida. Want to thank him for coming on. We'll invite him back again, maybe probably at the end of the summer to see what happened during the summer. And again, I want to thank the folks at Levy Public Relations for putting all this together. We'll be right back with the second half of our show. We're going to talk to Jeff Glusman and his teammate, Scott. Scott is the baseball mind. Jeff is the overall guy. And we'll talk about the interesting things that they are showing us on their Zoom video as well. That's right, Scott. I'm going to out you. I know exactly what it is. All right. Take it away, Reagan. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. You see, I forget. He's waiting for me to say something. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends, Warren Henry, and boy, do these guys love sports. You know, they've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar. Those are all in Miami at their brand new store at 151st, right in Biscayne, right in front of FIU North. They've got Audi up in Gainesville, down in the Keys. They've got them all. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with that great Warren Henry advantage. Don't forget, they've got all kinds of maintenance specials up there right now. And what is the Warren Henry advantage? Well, the Warren Henry advantage is a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You can take three full days to be certain you'll love your Warren Henry car. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful, loving wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Everybody, this is time for me to talk about doing mortgages again. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you with your home loan, refinance your home, get a new home. If you want to build something, I've got construction money, ground up construction, triple net deals. We can do ground up construction, permanent loans. We're doing bridge loans for everybody. All kinds of very fascinating stuff from my private lenders and lenders I know that are still in the marketplace. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business. And on Instagram at JimFreed1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back, and I want to apologize for Austin for calling in Scott for the last half hour. I apologize. I really do.
All right.
Hey, you have the free pass. You can call me Fried.
Scott's right. Used to that. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're here with Jeff Glusman. He's the practice director for Level Sports and with Austin Murphy, who works with him in the baseball division. We're going to talk about the impact that COVID's had on sports entertainment and what's going on in tonight's baseball draft. I'll just roll it at you. Scott, tell us about the wooden chart behind you.
Oh, that's the old... Success from John Wooden. So I'm gifted by my dad, just talking about the success pyramid, how you build up on it.
There you go. Jeff, he's ahead of the game already. So tell me, Jeff, tell me a little bit about Level 4 Sports and Entertainment and what you do so that we can set the groundwork for you being an expert in what we're going to talk about.
Sure. We're registered investment advisors. Our firm's been around for about 20 years. We manage about $6 billion of controlled assets focused in the sports and entertainment industry, major sports, actors, producers, writers.
And also our family office is not driven on anything cookie cutter, nothing from the institutional level down. We're trying to find the right clients to build that word you spoke about earlier called trust, which takes a leap of faith and then repetitive execution of promise. And we're blessed to have a great team of people that have been in the industry, been in the sports and entertainment game. And one advantage to have a professional that played pro ball for 15 years and has now been an advisor for 7 and 8 to talk to families and young men about what they're going to experience and what to expect. So,
you know, we talked a little bit off the air earlier today about the impact that COVID-19 has had on the entertainment industry in general and sports in particular. And it's been pretty massive. And I don't think a lot of people understand it because they think about the player, they think about the staff, they think about the person with the hot dogs, they think about the parking attendant. Who are they missing?
They're missing a lot, actually. A lot of people haven't realized is from an unemployment standpoint, especially on the entertainment side, you know, LA County is sitting the better side of over 63-64% unemployed right now. And a lot of these stadiums and arenas and retail centers were underwritten by bond issuances based on the revenue that they could generate. And if fans aren't coming to arenas and the consolidation that's happening in industry, it's putting investors at risk also that maybe thought, hey, you know, the LA Clippers and LA Lakers will be playing in the Coliseum forever. And then maybe not so much. Maybe they're all playing in Disney World. So a lot of ripple effects in that way, a lot of ripple effects, again, staying on the entertainment side, you're seeing big time production companies have to spend tens of millions of dollars to postpone releases like the James Bond movie, for instance. And it cost a $50 million loss. Broadway's lost the better side of $80 million a month since February. The better side of $400 million of an industry that may not return. And it's disappointing. And again, look at the movie theaters. People rushing back to the beach is one thing for outdoor air. I don't see as many people rushing back to a movie theater. And movie theaters are often anchor tenants in retail centers. So now we've got owners of retail centers where they're not capturing rent from clients like LA Fitness or Move & Co or others and saying, sorry. So there's also been very big material changes in the timing of seasons. The revenue spends in the media department, the better side of $12 billion a year that, you know, professional basketball makes, $6 million of it is on media spends that happen in May. Well, guess what didn't happen in May? Nobody put their money on the table. Broadcasting in and of itself could be a thing of the past, right? It's become a pressure that even young men making decisions, and Scott can speak to this on baseball, as they're transitioning, they're not getting all of their signing bonuses up front. So the plans of security or helping out the family or an understanding of what they can afford to do, or maybe they should go to college, right? A lot of material changes on that side.
You deal with a lot of football players. What's going on with the NFL and the draft and the bonusing and all that stuff? Is the NFL still rolling, at least financially, in a similar format to it, the way it usually operates?
The NFL is somewhat blessed, other than having to change the draft component of not where it was held so much so, or guys walking across the stage. Their time of season, right now, the biggest delay they've had is getting rookies into rookie camps and then transitioning to introduction of veterans. They're also seeing a lot of different protocols handed down in regards to who can show up at the facility at what time to do what. The NFL seems to be in a much better place than baseball at this juncture. Basketball is definitely up against it as well. You've seen the time of the draft changes and the economics for veterans and for rookies. It's not just the young guys coming in, but there's guys in free agent years saying, why would I risk health if you're taking away 50% of 50% of 20% of my money? So decisions are being made over finances now where maybe an athlete would have persevered through, but in this instance, they're actually weighing out health versus earnings.
You know, it seems as though just from afar that baseball is committing suicide. Maybe we would bring Scott in here for a second.
Scott,
tell me what's going on here, because baseball has always had the strongest union of all the sports. The players have always been able to really exert a lot of pressure on the owners. It looks like they're at a stalemate right now and that the season is beginning to be threatened.
Yeah, I mean, I was a union rep for several teams that I played for and involved in a lot of the CBA agreements and everything that was going on. And there's a lot of posturing. There's a lot of variables that the normal public doesn't even understand about, you know, how long the media is allowed in the clubhouse, or, you know, the way you can wear your pants. I mean, it's everything is a negotiation point. And it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, Tony Clark is a tremendous man. He was actually a teammate of mine. And I mean, he's up against it. You know, you got a demographic of player that's never dealt with a lockout or a significant, work stoppage in the game. The owners have systematically gotten rid of all those guys. And the real concern is cohesiveness. Are they going to stay together? Are they going to stand their ground? You know, the owners never gave really the players any involvement in the revenue gains from the industry, but yet now want them to, you know, accept some of the revenue losses with salary reduction. So it's kind of interesting to see how things are spun back. But, you know, I think the country needs baseball. I mean, we need sports. People are jonesing for it. You're seeing going back to watch old replays. But it needs to be done in an effective manner. And it's just going to be interesting.
Now, tonight's the Major League Baseball draft. They've shortened it from 40 rounds to 5, means that I guess a lot of people will be undrafted free agents. They're going to have to make tremendous business decisions. It used to be that they could get upwards of $100,000, $150,000 more. Now they can only get $20,000. It seems to me that that would benefit the college baseball programs, but maybe not. What's up with that?
Well, you're seeing, you know, we've been talking to a lot of college coaches that honestly their recruiting has changed. They've been stuck in limbo because you're starting to notice that kids that typically would have gone into pro ball in the 6th to 10th round are now coming into college and are ability-wise better than some of the sophomores, juniors, and seniors. So I've been talking to some JUCO coaches that are getting a lot of Division I transfers, you know, legitimate players. Coaches like Metcalf at Florida State are saying the talent level at the D1 college is going to be much better than it's probably ever been in history. But also, too, you look at a guy that's, you know, potentially a 6th rounder, doesn't get drafted this year. Does he go to a 3-year school and sit out the draft for 3 years, or does he go to a JUCO where he then, well, what we called JUCO at the time, now it's State College, and enter the draft the next year? So, yeah, there's a lot of decisions that are being made, you know, from an economic standpoint, education standpoint, everything.
Now, the draft has changed. What's the impact going to be at the top of the draft? Will there be an impact?
I think the slotted part of it is going to be staying the same. I mean, that's within the collective bargaining agreement. You know, that's involved in that. But, you know, the signing bonus, as Jeff commented on earlier, you know, you only get 10% year one, 45 year two, 45 year three. So the topic of conversation that we've been talking about is, you know, are the agents going to start allocating money to these guys knowing that they got a guaranteed, you know, chunk of money coming. But yeah, it's, I don't see the slots changing, like I said, but it is going to have a factor, I would assume.
Let's take a quick break and then we're going to come back. We're going to bring Jeff back into the discussion. We're going to talk about some of the other sports. And we're also going to talk about the way that Jeff and his team focus their investment strategy and the impact that it has on their clients. Stick with us. That'll be some great stuff that you'll probably want to apply to your own self as well. So, Reagan, take it away. If you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. It all comes with complimentary service loan and dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and 72-hour exchange. You can take your car for 3 full days to be certain that you love your Warren Henry vehicle. If you don't, you can return it. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service. I love them. Always Warren Henry. And also choose me, Jim Freed, if you need a mortgage. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm working with a lot of my friends right now. They don't have W-2 income. They say, Jim, I can't get a loan. Wells Fargo says no. I say, yes, you can. Give me a call. I'm getting people loans right now. Rates are tremendous. They're lower than they've been in in history, pretty much. So give me a call, 305-773-6300. We can lower your payment. We can bring cash up. We can help you get the best deal if you're buying a home. And, hey, if you're doing commercial, we got lots of bridge loans. Ground construction for commercial deals is still available. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back. We are here with my good friend, Jeff Glossman. He is the practice director for Level 4 Sports Entertainment. He has brought with him Austin Murphy, who heads up their baseball division. We're talking about tonight's baseball draft. We're talking to Jeff about a whole bunch of investment things. Jeff, let's go back to you. Is there a similarity to the investment structure that you give to the different ball players and entertainers? Do you basically give them the same strategy, or do you customize it based on their sport and their age and stuff like that?
It's everything we do is customized. Every client is different. Every person is different. Every scenario is different. The ages vary. The family dynamics vary. And the financial literacy varies. So we have to make sure we're not putting our clients in harm's way. Most of them are making more money every year while they're in this world of entertainer or athlete. So to grow their money is not our primary objective. It's to preserve, protect it, and make sure that their cash flow when they transition out of that life into civilian life is successful, so they don't end up broke or bankrupt in 7, 12, or 19 years, which the statistics suggest that they will if they don't have the right financial planning, cash flow and budgeting, and investment discipline. So that's what we focus on there.
You know, lots of people watch the movie Jerry Maguire. They all think being a sports agent or a financial advisor to sports people and entertainers is really sexy. First, I want to talk about the difference between the financial advisor and the agent. Is that the same thing?
No, certainly not. The agent's job is to make sure that their client is getting the proper training, the proper path towards draft, the proper understanding of the interview process, the best marketing or endorsement deal possible, and to stay, if you will, between the church and state of it. And the financial advisor and wealth management team job really is looking at the disciplines of the CFP model. It's cash flow, insurance, investments, estate planning, right down the line, and really dealing with everything economics, making sure that if they're getting endorsement deals from their agent, that they have the right corporate structure to get the right tax benefit, making sure that that cash is being deposited so the flow through happens the way it should, and making sure they've got the right accountant from a tax filing standpoint, and making sure they've got an attorney, whether it's a basic will, a medical surrogate, or more complex estate planning like a trust or a CRAD or a CRUD, et cetera.
Yeah, that's really important. Even in my world, the way you structure your business organization can save
sure.
a lot of money, and a lot of people don't realize that. Jeff, let's talk to, you know, Austin again a little bit about baseball. Baseball is having a problem. Is baseball going to be able to come back from this, Austin? I mean, they've had the strike, they've had the slowdown. Now they've got major market teams always building and other teams always tanking. So it's like 30% of the product stinks. Does baseball realize it needs to make, you know, big structural changes to beyond appeal to younger people, to hold on to people like me? And look at me. Look at me in the background. Come on.
Baseball's American pastime. I mean, it's survived a lot of different things throughout the history of the United States, from wars to, you know, other epidemics, everything. You know, 9/11, and it's always come back. I mean, there's a DNA draw to it from a lot of people. I mean, that's one thing I noticed as a player. It was, you know, whether we were in Anaheim or Japan, when I was with the Yankees, I mean, we were always the home team. And people would tell you the stories of going to see, watch games and watching Mickey Mantle and everybody play when they were a kid. And, I mean, that just doesn't go away, you know? So I think, yes, will it come back? Yes, it will over time. I mean, when baseball was dealing after the labor strike with, you know, the fans really just having a disgust and a disconnect with them, it took the Sosa McGuire home run challenge to bring it back. And there's always been something. And again, it goes back to just that draw, the draw of competition, the allure of the professional athlete. So, yes, will there be changes? There's going to be. I was talking to an ex-Yankee the other day, and the protocol that they're putting in place for the COVID and the testing and the structure of social distancing in the clubhouse and in the dugout and everything else and roster size. And he looked at me, he says, "Man, I'm glad I don't play now." And I agree. I mean, it's going to be a totally different experience than what we did when we played. Not to be able to leave the hotel at night, only be able to go to the lobby in a certain time of the day, who you're allowed to have around you. The impact, not just on your family, because it's not just that you're tested, periodically, but everybody that you come in contact is. And that goes not just from the player, but even the staff at the field. So, it's going to be a big change.
Another question, and I'm not really up to speed completely on this, but it certainly seems like the owners have made their offer to the players in such a way that they would be pitting certain groups of players against each other. Looks like they're really gutting what they're going to pay the big ticket guys. I mean, Mike Trout getting just a couple million bucks and stuff. So it seems very strange that they would be doing that. What's behind their strategy? And I didn't realize you were a player rep. I'm asking harder questions about this today.
Well, it's, if I had the answer to that question, what's behind their method, I wouldn't be in the seat that I'm in right now. I'd be working with the owners. But, the goal and the misconception to most of the fans are, well, the less the players make, the lower the ticket prices, the lower concession stand costs, all that are going to be. And unfortunately, that's not the truth. The money's going in someone's pocket, whether it's the owners or, I hate to say it, the players. And it's not that either side is trying to screw over the normal, everyday fan. It's just, it's a supply and demand issue. So, the owners have had their tactics to try to break the union. I mean, this is just another tactful way to do it. You can start turning the guys on themselves. It's the surefire way to do that. So, other than that and seeing the tactics they've taken through the years, I mean, even when it was the drug policy, when Congress got involved and they really came at the union to be able to implement a real strict drug policy. There's been several things that the owners have used. And like I told you before, it's all in a negotiation. I mean, we literally one year were trying to get the media out 3 minutes before the start of the game. So we had three more minutes to get ready. And it was a month and a half long battle. And that's a lot of the behind the scenes that people don't realize.
Last thing I want to talk about baseball is the contraction of the minor leagues. You say baseball is the American pastime, and many of these minor league ballparks and ball teams are integral parts of their culture, their community's fabric. I mean, the Durham Bulls from the movie and stuff like that really is the way it works out there. Now they're going to cut 40 of those teams. There's a whole lot less jobs.
Yeah.
Lot of opportunities for guys to come out of the Pioneer League,
There is. It's going to be much harder to make it. They did from my understanding, they did a study and they showed the odds of a guy drafted from the sixth round and lower to make it were so minute, that you're going to take the chance of losing the Mike Piazzas of the draft, but it's an economic maneuver. They're going to have to spend less money. For every one guy that makes it, they have to employ, 12 to 15 other guys to field teams. And it's, it's a big economic outlay of cash. So, from the American pastime within all these small Bull Durham cities that are going to lose this to the economic fallout of jobs it's created and everything else. Yeah, it's going to be a shift. It's going to be sad to see that. And then, from the fewer amount of guys that get the opportunity to chase a dream, it's going to suck. And that's, I help with my alma mater, and I hate to say it. We went from potentially two or three guys having an opportunity to go to college that I had to have a straight up conversation, said, "I'm sorry, but under the new era, you don't fit the parameters anymore. You're not good enough." And it's a very hard conversation to have with people. Because again, even on their end, if a guy potentially goes to college but has aspirations to play but not the athletic ability, he can still get his college paid for or a portion of it. So now economics from that family of, wow, okay, now he can't get that done by playing athletic. I mean, he's got to now, the parents got to come up with the cash. So it's a huge trickle down.
I want to thank you guys for being on the show. Jeff, why don't you give us the final word on what the future holds for mass seating public entertainment events?
A lot of content going to be getting streamed online. I think a lot of, if you look at the client base that attends these games, there's a demographic there that is highly susceptible. You know, the 70 and over crowd. Don't see you hanging out at Miami Dolphin games anytime soon, especially when sports comes back around in the fourth quarter, which, according to people a lot smarter than me in medicine, is going to be a time that a second wave would show up. We've got to take a very conservative stance and make sure that our clients understand the volatility is not going anywhere. The market and the economy have a major disconnect. Okay. And people need to keep their heads stable. This euphoria because the stock market's almost back at highs, the amount of companies going out of business and the unemployment component and the amount of COVID cases going up, the perfect storm still exists. We're just in the eye of it, in my opinion. And that's how our team looks at it every day.
Well, that's tremendous. I would always want my financial advisor to be playing defense rather than offense.
That's right.
I want to thank Austin, and I want to thank Jeff for coming in from Level Sports and Entertainment. I want to thank Jared Ringel, the founding agent for the Atlas team at Compass Realty in Florida. I want to thank the folks at Levy Communication for bringing us Jared. But most importantly, I want to thank you, the listener. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. I want to thank our first responders as well. Without them, we'd be in big trouble. Thank you to our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Creco AI, Carlson Integrated, Turkel Brands, the NFL Alumni Association, and the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank you, my listener. Thank you so much. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell our friends, tell your friends, join our communities, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from or if you liked hearing from people like Jeff. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website, believe it or not, gets 5,000 to 7,000 unique visits a week. I'm the man. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on freedombusiness.com ASAP as soon as Regan gets it done. Remember, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Wednesday at noon. We're going to interview the head of the CVB, the Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're going to talk about Miami opening up. Bill Talbot will be here. That's right. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.